supplies at the absolute
Lock Talk Radio.
Make sure you ask about the no-cost option. Call 1-888-200-2797. That's 1-888-200-2797. Tell them Steve sent you.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use. If your car is becoming more of a pain than a joy to drive, then you've come to the right place. Join Alan the Auto Man every Sunday morning at 8. Call him live with your car questions. It's Alan the Auto Man every Sunday morning at 8, only on AM 1470 WNN. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems. It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has...
its resources, May 16th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14.95.70. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.33.77, $7.66.89 for a half-ounce, or $3.83.44 for a quarter-ounce. That's $15.33.77, $7.66.89, and $3.83.44.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holland.
All right, we're hanging out. It's another Sunday night, and we're hanging here on WNN, 1470 AM. We've got some things coming up we want to talk about. Of course, the first thing we want to talk about is this coming Saturday, Sober Stock 2011, a celebration of recovery at the TD Bank Amphitheater in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Sober Stock tickets are on sale for $20 each, and Pat's Music is one of the places you can pick them up in Bensalem. You can also pick them up at the Bensalem Pizza Street Road. Go figure. Nice, huh? So, in the meantime, from what I understand, they're packed. We've got a lot of people going. We're going to be talking with Doug tonight at 9:30, and we will be up there broadcasting live from that event, handing out our information and hanging out. And then the following weekend, we're right back here in sunny South Florida, and we're doing our concert. And of course, that's May 28th, 2011, from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 7. Of course, the band started around 1:30, going until about 6:30, and we got food, fun, and it's all free, and so is the music. So that means that you can come, you can listen to the music for free, you can come and you can eat hamburgers and hot dogs for free, you can have all of your, you know, sodas and water for free, and you can be a part of a big event all day long. We're expecting anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 people to show out, and we're looking forward to a whole lot of fun there at the First Steps Sober House at 450 Southwest 2nd Street, Pompano Beach, Florida, and, of course, Kazim Sultan of the Todd Rundgren Band in Utopia is going to be playing bass. Ricky Bird will be playing lead guitar, And, of course, the Road Dogs will be backing them up. We also look forward to having Dawn Wilder, who is going to be there singing also, singing some backup and doing a couple of songs. And Dawn Wilder is, of course, one of our guests tonight. We also have Kazem Sultan. And Kazem is somebody that is not a stranger to our radio show. We've been we've had Kazem on a few times. And, of course, Kazem, how are you doing tonight, brother?
I'm well, John. How about yourself?
Can't complain. I'm actually excited. I'm looking forward to having you come down and hang out with us and spend a couple of days and mingle and have some fun and play some music.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's actually rainy and wet and cold up here in New York. So I'm looking for a little bit of sun. I hope you can oblige me.
Well, I hope you don't bring any of that nasty stuff with you.
I hope not. I don't think I will, actually. Not on purpose.
Well, we'll have to fly you to Chicago first and then reroute you.
Well, that'll definitely make me want to be there even more.
So what's happening in your world up there? What have you been up to? What are you doing?
Well, I'm currently working on a new record. I just finished some solo dates, and I'm getting ready to go out on a Todd tour in the middle of June. But in the meantime, I've been writing and recording a new solo project that I've been working on for the past probably 8-10 months, and trying to get it done. It's always slow going with me. I'm not I don't rush my projects, so mm-hmm. Little bits at a time, that's what I do.
I've seen something that you have up for January. You had something that was going on January 2011. What was that all about? You had something that was, it looked like it was pretty big going on.
In January 2011?
Yeah, this past January. It looked like
Was that with Todd?
Yeah, I think it was some type of video, or you were doing something.
Oh, yeah. I did a live webcast. My first live webcast out of Woodstock, New York, and we broadcast all over the world. And it was pretty successful. I set up in an old buddy's studio, me and two other musicians, and it was 2 hours of some great music and a lot of banter and stuff like that. And we had about maybe 300-500 subscribers, and it went really well. So well that I'm looking forward to doing the next one.
Well, you know something that's funny, because that's what we're going to be doing at our concert. So
you're going to webcast it?
Yeah, it'll be streamed all over the world. So you guys, if you're listening tonight and you want to catch up with Kazem in South Florida, you'll be able to watch that. We'll get you an embed for your website, Kazem, so people can go there and watch it.
Absolutely, definitely, that'd be great. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to. I don't get a chance to play with Ricky as much as I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I played with Ricky was at your at the Recovery Fest up in Boston.
Yeah, that was matter of fact. Woody Geisman, he'll be calling in here in about 20 minutes, and he's going to be talking.
Yeah, Woody's great. He's a great guy.
Yeah, Right Turn Addiction Services up in Boston. Matter of fact, it's funny because we're all working on we're spinning the web. I call it the recovery web. And the way that the recovery web works is that we carry all of these different messages, and then we have an end result, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So here we have, of course, we had our first concert that we did in February with Rockers in Recovery, and it was Ricky and Richie Supa. And then, of course, we have yourself coming in with Ricky, and you guys are playing. And the grand finale is going to be the 12-Step Music Fest.
And that's great.
Yeah, man. So we're looking forward to having you at that also, and we had spoken to Ricky, and Ricky said that you're aboard with the 12-Step Music Fest, and we're really glad that you're going to be down there in November with us.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
And that's an especially good time to get out of New York.
You think?
Late November, middle November. You don't want to be around here.
No. It's November 3rd through the 6th, and I think what you're going to appreciate is it's like a sober, it's like a little mini Woodstock, but, everybody's sober. And, we close off the park to everybody. And, everybody that's there is part of the 12-step program or 12-step, recovery. And the good news is that, you have a whole lot of fun, and there's 25 other artists there, and we all get to collaborate and hang out and have fun. It's just an interesting, let me tell you, 4 days.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, John, I get a double benefit out of this because my sponsor lives in Florida.
Oh.
And I, you know, I have the best sponsor in the whole world. And if you can't say that, then you need to find yourself another sponsor.
Nice.
So when I get down there, I get to hang. And, you know, otherwise it's just phone calls. So
yeah.
I'm really happy to be able to get down there.
Well, when was the last time you were in sunny South Florida?
Probably maybe 2 years ago.
Wow.
So yeah, it's been a little while.
So when you got clean, when you finally said, okay, I'm done, and you gave up the old surrender flag, you came to South Florida and you got sober down here, didn't you?
I got clean in Fort Lauderdale, in Boca, actually. I was lucky enough. It was one of those really, you know, lucky drug users who got to go to a rehab. And the center was in Boca, and that was July 3rd, 1989 was my first day there. And I haven't looked back since. I still keep in touch with my counselor that helped me through that 28 days, and still talk to people from that, you know, from who I met down there at meetings. And it's just, I don't know. So I have a certain, you know, like intrinsic affinity to South Florida. And I got a lot of good buddies down there who are clean. So,
you know, one of the things that you've played with so many different people. I mean, it's amazing. You played with Todd Rundgren in Utopia, Meat Loaf, Joan Jett, Hall & Oates, Patti Smith, Mick Jagger, Celine Dion, and that's just to name a few. And the amazing, where were you at when you found, who were you playing with out of that group that you finally had to say, hey, listen, whoa, I need some time out here?
I was actually playing with Joan.
Really?
And I was playing with Joan Jett. And Ricky, I'm not going to break his anonymity, but we all know Ricky sober. He had gotten clean a year before that. He had gotten sober a year before. And, you know, I saw how his life changed over the course of a year, and it really, it's not like I just decided one day to give up. I went kicking and screaming, but I didn't want to bury my best friend. You know, what was I going to do? How was I going to survive? How was I going to live? But after a couple of weeks down there, I wound up, just falling right into it, and I've been clean ever since.
You're talking about 3 decades in the music industry, correct?
36 years. This is my 36th year in the music business.
Wow, man. That's amazing. Yeah. Now, you know, and half of, let's think about that, because half of that you've been sober for.
More than half.
Wow.
I'm celebrating 22 years this July. God willing.
Okay, so here you got the opportunity that you've surpassed the time that you were using while playing, and now you have over half of that time that you've been sober and playing. If you had to put them both in a hand and say, which one is the best one I had and I was at my best at which time, what would you say it was?
Oh, definitely. I don't want to glamorize my 20 years of addiction. I really don't. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I mean, I did have some fun, you know, but at the end of the day, I always woke up cursing myself and saying, why on earth did I do this to myself? What am I doing? This is horrible. I feel horrible. I swear to God, I'll never do it again. Just get me out of this one fix, and I promise I'll never do it. I'll never do it again. And it was just a series of repeating the same mistakes, expecting different results. And I can honestly say that being sober is far, far more productive and easy, actually. It's easier than getting loaded. That was a full-time, that was a 24-hour day job. You know, the only time I didn't work at it was when I was asleep.
and you were probably dreaming about it.
Yeah, I probably was when I finally did get to sleep anyway. But no, I there's nothing I can't do sober that I enjoyed doing more while I was, you know, drunk. It was just a terrible time in my life.
you know, as a teenager, looking back, you know, when I look back in your bio and your history, as a teenager, it kind of all broke out for you with Cherry Vanilla. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was the beginning. Yeah, that was the start. That was the that kind of lit my fuse.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through Cherry that I managed to get myself involved in a circle of people in Manhattan, in the New York, on the New York rock music scene, that that knew of gigs that were coming up, that traveled in you know, kind of high end bands circuits, and that's where I met. I used to hang around with Nick Ronson, the guitar player from the Spiders from Mars, and Earl Flick was and still is a really, really good friend of mine. And a guy by the name of Michael Kamen, who took me under his wing. Michael was a hugely successful film scorer. Did all the Lethal Weapon movies and Robin Hood and Band of Brothers. And all these people kind of took me under their wing and said, "Don't worry about it. We'll help you out. You know, you seem like a nice enough guy."
Bowie was in the mix with a lot of these people too.
Yeah, Bowie and Andy Warhol and Debbie Harry and Patti Smith and you know, a lot of people that that are still around today were just emerging then, back in the early 70s.
Wow. You know, it's when you look at the history and you look at your history, you got to say to yourself, wow.
I'm pretty lucky. I'm a pretty lucky guy, especially considering the fact that, you know, I didn't treat it with a lot of respect in my 20s and mostly in my 20s, you know. It was just one big party, and thankfully I managed to survive it, I guess. That's just the bottom line. I managed to survive that.
Over 9 releases from 1977 to 1986 with Utopia alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what was that like, the Utopia era? What was that like for you?
Well, you know, it was the first band that I had been in that was sort of had some, you know, success and mass appeal of popularity, records on the radio and stuff like that. So I had gone from, you know, a 19-year-old living on Staten Island, New York, the furthest I'd been is New Jersey, the Jersey Shore and the Adirondack Mountains. That was it.
Nice.
Never been on a plane, never left the country, never went out of New York, New Jersey. And then I joined this band, and all of a sudden I'm traveling all over the world. I'm going to Japan. I'm playing in Europe. I'm playing at Nebworth with Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones and 10cc and, you know, all these great bands that I listened to while I was growing up. So it was, you know, it was surreal in a way. It really was. It had a totally surreal feel to it because, you know, when you're in the midst of it, you really don't have a chance to step back and look at it. You know, you're just doing what you do. But now, in my later years, I look back at that and I said, man, you were one lucky son of a gun, you know?
Well, yeah, I am, you know, when I look at the history, because if you go to chasmsultan.com, you will be able to see his bio. And I got to tell you, folks, it's pretty impressive. And how it's just, you know, it unfolded for you, and you see that it definitely unfolded all the way through your life. And when you look at it, and I think it's that way for everybody that's in recovery, you know, once we get past that moment where we choose in, and we've chose in every day for a while after that, you look back in hindsight and you realize that, you know, God definitely had his hand on me all the way through that mess.
Oh, I'm a firm believer in it, whatever you choose to call God, you know. But there was definitely something looking out for me. Because to be perfectly honest with you, you know, I did everything I could to stop. I mean, to stop myself from becoming successful. You know, I mean, the way that I handled myself in terms of drinking and other things, you know, I didn't treat it with a whole lot of respect in my early when I was using. I took advantage of people and did some horrible things. But you know, so now I look back at that and I say, man, how lucky can one guy be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just, I just thank my lucky stars every day and treat my life and my opportunities with the respect that they deserve.
You know, we have, sitting in the studio with us tonight, we have Dawn Wilder. And Dawn Wilder is, of course, with No Matter What Productions. And it's the 501c3 that actually is putting on, along with us, with Rockers in Recovery, putting on the event down in the Keys. And she started long before I did. And I got to tell you, she's been, like, doing this thing for the last 4 years. And we finally started working together this year on the event. But I got to tell you, she is, has been amazing, and she's a great singer. And you know, one of the things that I wanted to do was introduce you guys formally on the air tonight. I'm sure we're going to be
Hey, Chasm, nice to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
And we will look forward to you guys hanging out together, because she's going to be playing, she's going to be singing a little bit of backup with you guys.
Well, I was just going to say, you're going to be getting up there and working out with us.
That's what I hear. It's all, you know, it's just a blessing to be able to be a part of all the time. So I'm just grateful for getting to be there. And if it works out that I get on stage, it's all great.
Oh, I'm sure it'll work out fine. I'll make sure it'll happen.
There you go, baby.
I'll make sure. Even if I have to beat somebody up, I'll do it.
Nice. So not only is he a bass player, but he's the head of our security.
Oh, I'm a scrapper, all right. I'm a New Yorker, you know.
Well, yeah. I too. It's so funny because, you know, I'm born and raised in New York as well, and it's, I love living down here, but I do miss my, I consider New York its own country, you know, and I feel like I'm in another country whenever I'm anywhere but New York. When I'm home, oh, yeah, I love I hear the accent, and I just, oddly, your voice reminds me very much of Joey Ramone's. I hope you don't find offense to that.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Mean singing,
no,
I'm just talking.
The Joey Ramone was a genius, you know, in his own inimitable way.
Yeah.
I never met him. I respect him and admire him greatly.
And I mean your speaking voice. I don't mean your singing voice. I'm just listening to you just reminds
that.
Me of Joey so much. I'm like, wow.
No, as a matter of fact, I have a real quick story to tell you. There, one of the things that put the Ramones on the map, besides their first couple of records that was pretty groundbreaking, was Rock and Roll High School.
Mm.
And Utopia was approached before the Ramones to do Rock and Roll High School. And Todd said, "Are you kidding me? There's no way that I would ever lower myself to be the band in some teen movie." So we had to turn it down because Todd didn't want to do it. They gave it to the Ramones.
Go figure. And look at what it did for them, huh?
Exactly. Well, that's my point, you know.
Yeah,
hey, you know what? It's just as well, because if we had become that successful, I probably would have killed myself. So it worked out fine for me.
So what you're saying is God did for you what you can do for yourself.
Exactly. Whether I wanted it or not, he did it for me.
Well, listen, we're going to, of course, ask you to be a part of, you know, the upcoming things that we're doing. And I know that you're going to be here on the 28th. You're going to be with us on November gig. And we're really, really happy that you're aboard with us. And most importantly, Chasm Sultan is a human being that carries a message of hope. We've had you on a couple of different times. You got a great message, strong message of recovery. And, you know, you don't pull no bones about it. And we appreciate everything that you do and what you give back to this community. And we appreciate that, man.
Well, you know, it's a real pleasure for me to be talking to you, John. And I'm honored that you're having me down there. And I'm looking forward to it. And Dawn, you better get up there and sing, or else you're going to be in big trouble.
All right. Well, you know, we have a mutual friend, too. Apparently, you know Debbie?
Oh, yeah, Debbie. I know exactly who you're talking
about. Yeah. She tried to connect us a couple of years back, and, you know, eventually it all comes back around. People don't realize what a small, tight-knit community that we are. It's like not even 6 degrees of separation. It's like 3 degrees of sponsorship and things like that.
I think Debbie was probably at one of the at one of the first meetings that I ever went to. She
really?
she has just a little bit more time than me, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love her. She's great. She's a total wacko, but she's great.
Oh, yes. You know, I that's why we get along so well.
Oh, well, there you go.
I was going to say, doesn't everybody at one time or another fall into that category?
Yeah, birds of a feather.
Absolutely, brother. Well, listen, again, thank you so much. We will see you when you get down here, and we'll look forward to having you with us. May 28th, of course, 450 Southwest 2nd Street at the First Step Sober House. Chasm Sultan, along with Ricky Bird, Vaughn Wilder, Johnny B and the Road Dogs will be backing those guys up. We're looking forward to a great, great time had by all. Chasm, thanks for calling in tonight, brother.
Thank you very much, John, and I'll see you a couple weeks.
Yeah, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Good stuff. Of course, Chasm Sultan can be reached at chasmsultan.com. Check him out. And you can also download his music there and Todd's music, and you can go to toddrundgren.com also. Check out Todd's stuff. We want to go out right now to a break, play some of that Southside music that we got from Chris Anderson. And, of course, we will be back with our friend Woody Geisman right after this message.
Run out, ready to fight, waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm a cop.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Attention, the 4th Annual 12-Step Music Fest is coming November 3rd through the 6th in Sugarloaf Key, Florida. 4 days of music and fun with 12 musical acts along with the Rockers and Recovery Supergroup featuring Ricky Bird, guitarist formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos, Kason Sultan of Todd Rundgren and Utopia, Christine Ullman of the Saturday Night Live Band, and four more to be announced by September. Find out more about this sober Woodstock in Sugarloaf Key by joining rockersinrecovery.com or by calling 877-799-8773. Silence calms the mind and rejuvenates the body. Godpillow has been inspiring daily devotions for over 11 years. Godpillows are custom made with love and intention. We encourage you to become part of our community. Come visit Godpillow on the World Wide Web at godpillow.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal,
go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. And thanks to Willard water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Hey, hey, we're back. I'm John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery. Another Sunday night on WNN 1470 AM. You know, it's Chris, it's been three lovely years that we've been doing this, and now we're at 18 hours a week, and we're all over the place. You can check us out over at rockersinrecovery.com. It's the social media site now, and you can join and hang out with us. It's formally going to be launched on May the 28th for the concert. We're going to hand out registration information and how you can register and get online. But you don't have to register. It's a very unique situation. You don't have to register to listen to the WRIR, which is Rockers in Recovery radio station. You can just go to the homepage, click on Listen Live, and there's a streamer that's streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, of music and past shows that we've done here. Now, all of the technical people in my life are formally putting their heads together this week. They're all going to lean into a circle, put their heads together, and figure out in their own technical way how they are going to find out how they're going to match this streamer with that streamer at the times that I'm live here. Go figure that.
Yes, it's going to be quite good.
You know, as far as the technical end is concerned, thank God for people that I know that are technically savvy. You know, I get the ideas and they get to build them, and we've really wanted to make sure that we have a great opportunity to carry a message, and we do that through, of course, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. We do it through RockersInRecovery.com now. We also do it through, of course, 25 other websites. We're now working collectively with the 12-Step Music Fest, and no matter what productions, Dawn Wilder is in the studio with us tonight. Dawn, thank you for hanging out. I know it's going to be a long, strange trip back to Key West for you tonight. And you taking the time to stop in here and be with us tonight was great. The 12-Step Music Fest is coming up November the 3rd through the 6th. It's 4 days of fun in South Florida, and we're looking forward to a whole lot of fun down there. But before we get there, we got a whole lot of other stuff we're doing.
My goodness.
You know, we're going to Philly this week, and then, of course, when we get back from Philly, we're going to have our concert on May 28th down here, Rockers in Recovery concert. Then we're leaving and going to Akron. And then at the end of June, I'm going up to Boston, where I am going to hang out with our friend Woody Geisman. And Woody's on the phone with us. Let's bring on Woody. Woody.
Hey, John.
What's happening, brother?
How you doing, man?
Hey, you know something? Any day above dirt's a good one.
Amen to that.
So let me ask you. You know, we're talking about our carbon footprint being all over the East Coast, and we're going to be ending up with you in June, and the Del Fuego's reunion. And tell us a little bit about, I know it's June 23rd and 24th. It's at the Paradise Rock Club in Boston, Massachusetts. Tickets are $20 in advance, 25 day of the show. I noted the doors are opening from 7 p.m. Or the doors open at 7, the show starts at 8, correct?
Correct.
And people can call 617-562-8800 for ticket information. They can also go to right-turn.org for more information. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Or just go to the right. Just go to the Paradise website is the best thing. Just to click on the Del Fuego's there, and it'll take you right to ticket purchase information.
So the Del Fuego's reunion. What was it? Was it like pulling teeth to get these guys to come back together, or you know, get everybody in the same room?
You know, I don't know, man. It's like anytime we decide to do something, we kind of just jump right into it. It's just been a long time coming, you know.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming.
When was the last time you actually played together?
Yeah, it's been over 10 years, man.
Wow.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
And when you started Right Turn Addiction Services, which is a, let me tell you something, a huge asset to the Massachusetts area. You know, Massachusetts is one of the hardest hit areas in the United States when it came to budgets and when it came to the new health care that your governor had put into effect. You guys got slammed up there, and a lot of people weren't getting help financially to get into even get into treatments. Is that correct?
Yeah, they pulled out the axe and chopped up the budget big time. It's been a little crazy here in Massachusetts.
And through that, Right Turn has really been there to help people as an outpatient service, correct?
Yeah, pretty much because of the budget cuts, we developed our, we put together this outpatient service.
And on top of that, you know, I think a lot of this, if I'm not mistaken, Woody, you can let me know, but a lot of this, when you finally decided that you were going to choose into a program of recovery and you started to work and maintain a program of recovery, you were being inundated with people asking you questions because of your past music experience. And, you know, being in bands and, you know, being a musician, people were coming to you and asking you different things. And that's how this was all birthed, correct?
Yeah. I kind of became the go-to guy because people just didn't know where to go. They just called me up and said, what do I do, man? I'm stuck.
Mm. Did you find that when you were getting those phone calls that you had that little thing in the back of your head saying, you know, I got to do something. I got to start something. I got to do something.
Yeah, it was like it just felt like a big, huge responsibility. But, you know, at the same time, John, I mean, it's what we do, man. We wake up and we're of service to the recovering community, you know. I know you do that every day. You get up and we do whatever we're supposed to be doing, you know. In my case, it was opening up a counseling center, you know. So, yeah, it just felt like a huge responsibility, but nothing that I felt like I couldn't tackle as long as you know, I just continued to do the right thing, you know.
Tell us a little bit about your radio show, because you have a radio show that airs up in Boston on Sunday nights at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, every night at 6 o'clock on WTKK, and that's 96.9 FM. Is Right Turn Radio, and it's an hour long show. We talk about addiction. We talk about try to educate people who have questions about addiction and treatment. We try to answer questions for people who are looking for treatment, and we also try to talk about the policies around addiction, what's going on at the level of state and federal. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and is that every night or is that Sunday night?
That's just Sunday nights from 6 to 7 Eastern time.
I've listened to the show several times, and I got to tell you, very, very well done and very put together. And, you know, you have some co-hosts with you. Who are your co-hosts? Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, Abby Dean is the clinical director. She's a licensed clinical social worker at Right Turn, and she's my co-host.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just great, man. She's just really great. And we also have a producer, Angel Wood, who's a disc jockey on WZLX here in Boston. She's a real rock and roller, and she runs a pretty tight ship when it comes to producing our show.
You have, you know, through this show and before the show started, and I think you started the show, what, about a year ago, year and a half ago?
A year ago, July, yeah, coming up on our year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
One of the things that I have to ask you is that, you know, through before or after that, did you start producing music from Right Turn? Because I know you have a studio there, and you have jam out sessions, and you do all kinds of stuff musically there. Tell us a little bit about the music aspect of Right Turn.
Yeah, I mean, you know, throughout the week we're a counseling center and we have therapists and psychiatrists, but on the weekends Right Turn converts into a performance center. We have musical performances, comedy shows, and this week we had, believe it or not, man, it was incredible. We had three magicians. Next week we have a live open mic. We have blues jams, but a lot of musical performances and comedy shows. It's kind of like a clean and sober cafe.
If you get a chance, you will not be disappointed. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. You want to go and pick up the CD that Woody produced, and live at Right Turn. You can go to, of course, cdbaby.com, pick it up there. You can pick it up on iTunes. You can listen to it. We actually
Amazon too, yeah.
On amazon.com. But one of the things you can, if you want to check out some of it, you can go and listen to our streamer on rockersandrecovery.com, because we've been playing a lot of that through the streamer. Now, of course, we put it on the streamer so that way you can't download it. So that way you have to go to, of course, support our friend and make sure that Right Turn Services is helped out, because all of the proceeds go to helping out Right Turn Services.
Yeah, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. So, you know, we have to do fundraisers, and this release of this CD was just another way of us kind of trying to raise a little bit of money to make sure we keep the doors open, man, for people who need help.
Well, you know,
and the Del Fuego's concert, man. I got to tell you though, it's June 23rd and June 24th, but the June 23rd show is officially sold out.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but there are tickets left for June 24th. That's Friday night.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to being a part of that. You know, we had talked a few months ago, and Woody. If you've ever seen Woody perform, and I had the pleasure and the honor to be invited by Right Turn Services and Woody Giesman to go up to the Super Group event last October, and you know we were you know just amazed at your performance and the performance of all of the artists that were there. And if you get a chance, we were going to talk tonight a little bit about the November situation. November 3rd through the 6th, Woody Giesman is going to be in the Florida Keys hanging out with us. Right Turn Addiction Services is, of course, going to be sponsoring. They're going to be one of the sponsors of the 12-Step Music Fest. And we are, of course, looking forward to having Woody come down, do some coffee house music. He's going to sit and jam out, and he's going to play some of his music. We're going to get him up on the stage with the super group, too, and have you hanging out with us. And we're really looking forward to you coming down here. I got Dawn Wilder from No Matter What Productions, which is a 501c3 and the backbone for the last 4 years behind the 12-Step Music Fest. And Dawn, Woody, you guys are now meeting for this first time. There's your introduction.
Hey, man.
Hey, Woody.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Looking forward to coming and playing some music in November.
Absolutely. It's. I'm looking forward to it, too. It's such a great time. I wish we could do more than one a year.
It gets crazy when, I mean, you produce a lot of different things, Woody, and you're always in production of something, and you're always putting something together. And do you like getting in? I mean, you're like nonstop. I call you Motorman. You're always into something new, and I love it, because it's always, you know, carrying a message in a different way. You think outside the box. You carry stuff in a way that most people wouldn't even think about carrying it, and you're doing it, and you show up. And I think, you know, if you're like me, you're probably losing a lot of hair while doing it.
Well, man, I mean, the need just keeps growing, you know. I mean, addiction doesn't take a day off, so neither do we, right? I mean, we just have to keep working at it and working at it. And, you know, as we grow, the need becomes bigger and bigger, you know. So, yeah, man, right now I'm just really thrilled to be coming to Florida to be playing some music, man, because that's one of the best. One of the benefits of being clean and sober, man, is I get to play music and remember it.
Well, you know, if you're tuning in with us, of course, Woody Geisman is of the Del Fuegos. Woody is a licensed and certified addiction specialist with 16 years of experience in substance abuse field. He has a master's certificate in human services management from Suffolk University, and a bachelor's degree in human services from the University of Massachusetts Boston, correct?
Correct.
And
I just recently became a board-registered interventionist as well.
Wow. Wow, so, and how's that, I mean, how's that work for you? I mean, when you go out on an intervention, and I'm sure, as a matter of fact, I called you, last time I spoke to you, you were in Atlanta getting ready to get on a plane and go do an intervention.
Yeah, you know, it keeps me busy, man. It does keep me busy.
What is the experience like when you have to sit there and you have to, you know, explain to the family before you go do the intervention that, you know, they all have to be in agreement? That must, like, get a little crazy from time to time.
Well, you know, man, I think that, you know, the most rewarding piece, John, is that, you know, we know that addiction affects so many people, but we know that it also affects the family members. So it's a great reward helping the family heal, you know, and helping the family, you know, approach their loved one and get them into treatment, get them the help that they need, whatever that is, you know. So, I you know, it's very rewarding.
I am so pleased. You know, I was talking with a friend of yours the other day, a lady named Lisa Clark. And
Lisa.
And I was out at lunch with Lisa Clark, Jack's Hamburgers, her new stomping ground. She had never known it before, so now she's eating Jack's Hamburgers by the dozen. And, of course, Lisa and me your name came up in conversation. And you are very much known in the community, and people love who you are and what you do. And Right Turn Addiction Services, if you are tuned in with us tonight on the streamers and you're in the Boston or Massachusetts area, or if you're dealing with issues of any type anywhere in the country, you can go to rightturn.org. It's right-turn.org. You can go there and you can call over at the center, and they can help you and place you anywhere in the country. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Or if you're in town and you're looking for a place, come on by and come to a meeting, you know?
Beautiful, man. And, you know, in the Del Fuego situation, let's talk about that for just a couple of minutes. What is the outline for that night? What are you planning on doing? You're going to open up at 8:00. You planning on playing an hour, 2 hours? What do you think, or is it just going to go until you guys are done?
But we have some opening talent there before us at 8:00.
Okay.
So we'll be hitting the stage about 9:00.
Okay.
You know, there's going to be some surprises, you know, I don't want to give it all away, but, we'll be on the stage for a good couple of hours, trust me. It's going to be a good rock and roll show.
and I have to ask you, I asked you the last time I had you on, so I'm going to ask you, are you doing anything in October?
You mean with the supergroup?
Yes.
Oh, we're still working on that. We're still working towards announcing the supergroup lineup for the year.
Well, you know, something we're looking forward to, you know, having the opportunity to be back up there again this year with you. And, of course, this year we know for sure that we're going to see you in November. And we, of course, myself and Dawn want to thank you and Right Turn Services for of course, being a part of the 12-Step Music Fest. And most importantly, we want to see you come down. You're bringing your family, your wife, and your child, correct?
I am, yeah.
It's going to be a kind of a fun experience because they have, for the kids, they have painting and they have face painting and all kinds of great stuff, and they have a lot of fun. They do drawings and beads, and last year they were doing tie-dyed shirts. I mean, it was just off the chain. It was really, really cool.
Sounds like a great time, man. And it's fun in the sun, man.
Yeah,
bringing the family, a lot of good music. Ricky Bird's going to be there, right?
Correct. We got this is what we have for the band so far. We have, the, of course, Ricky Bird and the Rockers in Recovery band, the Recovery Rockers, as they're being called now. It's going to be Ricky, and you're going to also have Liberty DeVito. You have
nice.
Christine Allman.
Wow.
You have Kazem Sultan.
Ah.
And you have yourself. And we also have, of course, coming... along with that, we're waiting right now on Jeff Kazee. We're waiting on Chris Anderson, and we're waiting on a few other people to confirm. We had to, because there were some European tours that were going to be ending around that time. They weren't sure if they're going to run over. So let's put it like this. The core is there, and by August, more will be revealed.
It's going to be a great time, man.
And then we have groups like Blackfinger that's going to be there. We have groups like Bubba Mac. The Bubba Mac band's going to be there. We have Throne Alive's going to be there.
Rhetoric.
Rhetoric's going to be there. Who else is going to be there?
I'm sorry, I say Keep Coming Back.
Keep Coming Back band's going to be there. We got all kinds of. It's an amazing lineup at this point. It's just, and it's
Mark
grown.
Lundholm will be the MC.
Yeah, Mark Lundholm's going to be there.
All right.
Yeah. So I think you know some of the folks anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good time had by all. So, at this point, what we want to do is thank you for, of course, being a part of our show tonight. And anybody that needs any information, Right Turn Services is, of course, a great place to find out information, detailed information on how to start out somebody's recovery, or if you're a family member in need, you can go to right-turn.org. And, of course, Woody Geisman is always available to be able to speak with folks. And he's a very open, honest, loving man and a great, great human being. So, Woody, we want to thank you, of course, for being on our show tonight, being a part in supporting Rockers in Recovery. And you know something you really didn't have to, you did. And I really, really appreciate you supporting Rockers in Recovery and being a part of our world.
Don, thank you so much, and congratulations on all your success with the radio show, man.
You too, brother.
Look forward to seeing you in June, man.
I look forward to it, and I'll see you up there. And is it going to be cold? It won't be cold in June, right?
Ah,
it'll
be nice.
You won't have
it'll
any snow
nice.
In June, right?
I promise, no snow.
All right. We'll talk soon, brother. We love
you. All right, guys. Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, man.
Bye.
All right. Our friend Woody Geisman, Right-Turn Services, Addiction Services. And it's right-turn.org. Check them out. We're going to go out to the top of the hour break. We want to play. Of course we want to play that. That's perfect. It's a perfect play. We'll play this all the way through, and then we'll go to a break.
Get the right ones out and let the wrong ones in. Had an angel of mercy that's been it through all my sins. There were times in my life when I was going insane, trying to walk through. Tired of living a lie.
when you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's health.
This is Steve Kane with an important message for diabetic patients. Medicare rules have been changed this year, creating mass confusion, causing you to spend more money out of your pocket than you have to. Don't be fooled by deceptive ads from the chain pharmacies promising low copays and simplified testing. But one thing you must remember, there's no company, no matter how large, that can beat the low cost you'll find at ProMedico East Medical Supply. The home delivery option alone will save you up to $200. ProMedico East Medical Supply accepts most national and regional insurance plans in Florida, and including, of course, Medicare and Medicaid. And if you're not insured, they'll get your medical supplies at the absolute lowest cost. Make sure you ask about the no-cost option. Call 1-888-200-2797. That's 1-888-200-2797. Tell them Steve sent you.
Here's hoping you're healthy and wealthy. South Florida's Health and Wealth Radio Network. AM 1470. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Looking for unique investment opportunities? Join Michael Stern for Stern on the Street, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday afternoons at 3, right here on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
What if I can't afford to retire? What if I outlive my money? What if I can't take care of my family?
If you're worried about the what-ifs life can throw your way, maybe it's time to think about a financial plan.
I'm Mo Ansari, president of Compaq Asset Management and host of Market Round. The financial planning team here at Compaq focuses on the answers to all of life's what-ifs. Wouldn't it be nice to replace worry with confidence?
Maybe I can retire in style. It would be nice to not worry about my family. Maybe I can have the financial freedom to live the life I want to live.
Call me and let's discuss your what-if. Call 1-800-388-9700 for a free consultation and a free retirement income evaluation. That's 1-800-388-9700, and I will meet with you personally. 1-800-388-9700.
Compaq Asset Management is a registered investment advisor, funds custodian, Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Join pharmacists.